Hey friends, welcome to my daily update video. Hope you're having a good one. Today is Monday, for me anyway, October 17th. It's just my brother's birthday, so shout out to him. And hope you're having a good day. It is a kind of overcast, a little bit of a gloomy day here in Massachusetts, but all good. What's new? I had a busy day yesterday. Man, busy. So I was up at 3 a.m. as well with jet lag, and then went to the gym, 7, did worship, preach, drove 2 hours. Well, Leah drove, did worship, preached, drove about 2 hours. Very, very tiring, long day, but God is good. Good day all in all. Today I've been up into the gym. I'm doing well with my going to the gym everyday things, and here having a cup of coffee, just setting things up, doing my weekly review for GTD addicts, if you know what that is. But all is good. I have a nice, well, quieter week without meetings anyway this week coming up, so really looking forward to that. And what else is new? I'll be away again in 3 weeks to Ireland, doing a conference in the city of Newry in Ireland, and have a great group. I think about 15 people now coming on my missions trip to Ireland. Hey, if we have a new driver come on board, so if anybody's interested, I've still got about 2 places left for Ireland. If you're interested, send me a message, and we'll see what we could do about that. Good. Let me mention again, I've got my new course online. It's going really well, the Disciplines course, and that is a 50% off offer for the next 3 weeks. So take a look at that. Hey, let me share something with you that I was actually speaking about yesterday in New England Fellowship Church, and something I've never really thought much about, but certainly never preached about. And that was about quietness and calm and being still before the Lord. And I think that's actually a really important concept, and one that we don't think about enough. I don't know if that's something you do. Think about it. And if you think about yesterday or Saturday or Friday, whenever you're watching this, how much time do you actually really spend being still before God? And I would suggest to you that many of us don't do that at all. From the very second, a lot of us get up and reach out for our phone, and the sort of noise and chatter and clatter. And you know, my experience, even Christians, if you talk to them about being quiet, suddenly it's like, well, I want the lighting right and a candle on and some music, like soaking music in the background and all. That's actually another form of busyness in some ways. And I think there's something really powerful about being quiet before the Lord. Let me read a couple of scriptures. Isaiah, corrupted by Americans. I think it's 30 verse 15. It says, "This is the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. In returning and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and confidence will be your strength." And there's a really sad bit. And then the Lord says, "But you would not." So the Lord says to Isaiah, or through Isaiah, "In quietness and confidence will be your strength, but you would not." That always reminds me of that passage where Jesus says, "How often I wanted to gather you like a hen gathers her chicks, but you would not." In a way, it's like Jesus saying, "How often I wanted to, but you would not. How often I wanted to, but you would not." But I believe the Lord is saying to us, in quietness and confidence will be our strength. So if we're not, there are not moments of quietness or confidence in our life, could it be that we're going to be lacking in strength in our life? You know, there's a verse people quote and possibly misquote, Psalm 46:10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." So if you think about that little verse, there is a knowledge of God that only comes through being still. There's a knowledge of God we can't learn on a YouTube video, or in a Bible school, or in a book, or in a conference. There's a knowledge of God, an experiential knowledge of God, that comes through stillness. And real quick, again, here's my notes from yesterday. I was teaching on this, about 4, maybe 5 points, but we have everything in the Spirit. In the Spirit, we're peaceful, joy, righteous, all of those things. And yet our soul is often Sorry to say this, but our soul is often a train wreck. Our soul is often like pulled in a million different things, insecure, full of rejection, busy. All of this clatter and chatter goes on without our soul. And we can say we've got the peace of God. Well, we do. But we have it in our spirit, not in our soul. And I think the Lord wants to align our spirit with our soul so that what we have in heavenly places in Christ Jesus actually becomes our portion, our walk, our experience here on the earth. Okay, that's pretty easy. I think one of the ways, though, he does that, and one of the principal ways, is actually shutting us up and teaching us to be still. And I think a lot of us have a fear of being quiet, have a fear of being still. It's like as soon as we're still for more than a moment, we feel this urge to clatter and chatter and do something. And in fact, let me do something a little strange here. I'm going to ask you to try this. Be quiet and be still for a minute and see what happens. See, if you will, notice what happens in your own soul when you're quiet. Let's try it right now for 1 minute. How did it go? Well, here's what I want to encourage you to do, is keep practicing being quiet and at being before the Lord and not praying in tongues, not declaring a verse or praying for the president and the missionaries or whatever. Just be still before the Lord. Be still and know that I am. Let me say that again. Be still and know that I am. There's a verse in, I believe it's Exodus 25, where the Lord says to Moses, come up the mountain and be there. Don't come and do, come and be. And I believe the Lord is calling the church right now to come up the mountain and be there. To come into his presence and be there. And that when we're with the I Am, we become who we are in that sense. I am who God says I am. But God wants me to experience who God says I am and not simply have a kind of mental, theological relationship to that. So I encourage you to practice this. Practice doing a minute every day, and then two, and then five. Notice, learn to take authority when your mind starts wandering. Don't condemn yourself, just bring it back. Gird up the loins of your mind, Peter says. So learn to practice being still with the Lord and see what happens. Boom. That's my little encouragement for the day. Have a great day, guys, and hope to see you soon in the plan of God. Hey, drop me a comment. I will really try and answer everybody who puts a comment in there or a prayer request or something polite anyway. And do check out all the links below, including our email newsletter. Thanks to all our friends, partners, and supporters. We love and appreciate you and all you do in Jesus' name.